This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned during the first half hour. I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, as we talk about another episode of Science for Humans. We're actually going to be answering a question about sugar and salt and caffeine and the propensity of these in sports drinks in just a moment. Then we're going to change it up. We're going to be joined by Dr. Jennifer Lemon. I'm going to talk about a dietary supplement regimen that actually reverses severe damage to the aging brain. It's going to be a really, really good discussion for anybody out there who is aging or plans on aging. If you don't plan on dying now and you plan on aging, you'll want to listen to that. Then we'll be joined by Georgie Brunovitz, and we're going to talk about why women are still excluded from meaningful research in the scientific community. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and run his music, and that is...
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. J, how you doing?
Good, Carl. How's it going today?
Fantastic, fantastic. Always a good day when I'm on the air.
Oh, man, you know, that's the best time of the week for me, since it's only once a week. Yours is every day.
Yeah, you've got to feel like it's a break from, I mean, I happen to be privy to all the things that are going on at AAP. It's an amazing bumper crop of growth there. And I got to believe that when you have a chance to get on the air and do one of your videos, it really is fun for you, and you kind of get out of the groove for a little while.
Yeah, you know, I'm locked in this studio room where, you know, you've been in there, and it's just isolation. You know, I turn on the air, and nobody bothers me. No phone calls, no texts. It's like, nope, leave Dr. Jeff alone. He's on the air.
You know, I just thought of that. I should get a light that I carry on, that I carry with me, that when I walk around, it says on the air, and no one will bother me. How do you like that?
I love it at the gym, you know.
Yeah.
Lighted headband or something. Good idea, man.
Don't be insulted. I'm on the air. I would talk otherwise. All right, so this one comes from Ben from Atlanta, Georgia. He says, I love the show. Thanks for all the good advice. But here is one for you. Why do most of all sports drinks products contain sugar, salt, and caffeine? I thought too much sugar was not a good thing for athletes.
Woo! Sugar, spice, and everything nice, huh?
Yeah.
Man. You know, that was a great question. I thought it would make a great show topic because, you know, when you go out there to the stores and, you know, you go to buy a sports drink, that's all they contain is sugar and salt. And then you cross over to all the energy drinks, and they're all caffeinated.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, the simple answer to the question is sugar is cheap. You know, it's the most inexpensive way to sweeten something up. And, you know, the folks that have been doing the sugar drinks have been doing it since the 1960s. And as I always say, you know, back in the 1960s, you know, that was what everybody did, but come on, you know, get into this century. You know, there's better ways of doing things. But at the end of the day, it's an inexpensive thing. And same with salt. You know, when I played high school sports back in the 70s, they gave us salt pills.
Right.
Because back then, you know, they thought that to keep you from cramping, you needed to take salt. And literally, it was sodium chloride, good old table salt.
Right, in a tablet form.
A tablet, you know. Yeah. If, you know, it tasted like salt going in, tasted like salt going down, you know, probably caused more damage than anything getting all that salt in, because, you know, they'd give us 5, 6, 7, 10 of them, you know, I mean, depending on
But don't you need to replenish the sodium if you're out there sweating, you're out there playing long hours?
Yeah, I mean, some, but, you know, back then, you look at, I don't know, those sodium pills were probably, you know, a half a gram, 500 milligrams, so,
right.
You know, taking, you know, 4 or 5 grams
above
you know,
and beyond
of only sodium.
And
we weren't getting any of the other electrolytes. So again, the principle was good, but you got to look at from an electrolyte standpoint, there's more than just one electrolyte. You know, there are five.
Right.
So you really got to get all of those electrolytes in. You take in too much sodium, it pushes out potassium. You take in too much potassium, pushes out sodium. So, you know, you got to be very careful with that overall balance.
So talk to me for a second about caffeine. I mean, caffeine obviously has a place. There is lots of evidence that it provides some sort of ergogenic effect. Do you think that there's a threshold to intelligently use caffeine and then excess?
There is. You know, I've gotten so many messages in the last couple months about people going, you know, man, I'm just having issues. I'm drinking, you know, five of these energy drinks a day. And you and I both know because we both have done caffeine in our days. And I think caffeine, you know, if you're going to go into the gym and you're going to beat up some weights, there's nothing wrong with doing caffeine. But you got to be careful not to do too much. But what happens is the minute somebody gets tired, they now drink one of these drinks.
Right.
And no athlete should ever use caffeine before an event, you know, or before practice or, you know, halftime at a game. You know, it's a vasoconstrictor. I mean, it causes the blood vessels to constrict, and the heart has to work that much harder to pump blood. So, again, you know, a short time going into the gym, you know, in the pre-workouts and what have you, you know, I think that's fine. But, you know, again, when you're out there actually running, not a good thing to do. And then, of course, the excess where every drink seems to have caffeine. So, you know, a guy starts out his morning with coffee, and then he goes to an energy drink, and then, you know, a soda with caffeine, and then another energy drink, and then a pre-workout. I mean, just way too much caffeine. I mean, you were having all those problems, weren't you?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I could do a lot of caffeine if I want to, but it doesn't feel good, and it's just the wrong thing for me to do at this point in my life.
You're just tired all the time, and you have to take more and more caffeine. I mean, I found
it stops working too. You're taking larger doses, and you don't feel it.
No, you burn those receptors. I was at a point where, you know, I would drink a pot of coffee at home. You know, because I train early, and I'm talking about coffee that if you could take a flashlight and see through it, it was too weak.
Right.
And then
right. Come
to work, and you drink coffee all day. You then would drink diet sodas with caffeine, and then you do pre-workout, and then a little bit more caffeine. I mean, literally, I could drink coffee before I go to bed, and it wouldn't even keep me up. It actually put me to sleep. So, but it started affecting my stomach, and,
yeah,
you know, my workouts.
Yeah,
my workouts weren't very good. I was just tired all the time. I didn't sleep very well because, again, I just was tired. I'd wake up tired. So, again, you know, moderations are really the key. But kind of the point, I think, to Ben's question is, you know, talking specifically for athletes, you know, we have been pushed on these drinks. You know, the media, the TV commercials have done a great job, you know, telling us if we're tired to take an energy drink. You know, if you're dehydrated, go drink one of these sugar drinks. And, you know, parents sometimes don't know the difference. So, you know, they're pushing these things on their kids thinking this is the greatest thing for them because all the pros are doing it.
Right.
And in turn, we have a bunch of young adults with bad teeth, type 2 diabetes, you know, liver issues because, you know, too much caffeine. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. So, okay, what about the sugar? So if you're an athlete and you're getting ready to train, is it the wrong thing to use just plain old table sugar quality sugar for a pre-workout?
Yeah, it's crazy. Did you see Coca-Cola now says now made with real sugar?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
Yeah, right on the label. I was wondering what they were using for before, fake sugar?
No, they were using high fructose corn syrup. They're probably using cane sugar or beet sugar now.
I don't.
Yeah.
I was just being sarcastic.
I know.
Sorry, Coke. But, you know, I'm just not a fan of sugar. So for anyone, you know, who says, well, sugar's better than, you know, artificial sweeteners, you know, that's a whole different conversation. We're talking about sports drinks. You know, let's face it, when you take in a sugar, within 5 minutes, it spikes your insulin levels, which is insulin is what helps you to absorb those carbohydrates, essentially. So you go up very quick, but you crash very fast. Just like a kid, you give a kid a bunch of sugar, they will run around, and then they will be out of gas and ready to sleep.
Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you a different question that I think that if I'm understanding this, it just dawned on me. So, the purpose of using a carbohydrate pre-workout is to have it present in the blood for muscles to use on demand.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Right.
And so, if you take something that spikes insulin, doesn't just raise insulin a little bit to shuttle things into muscle, but spikes insulin in an effort to clear the glucose out of the bloodstream efficiently and into any tissue around, aren't you really basically having a tug of war of trying to have that glucose be available for exercise and the body wanting to get it out of the bloodstream before you can burn it off?
Absolutely. I mean, and that is the bad thing about sugar, you know, is... You are fighting, and again, you know, taking it before a workout, taking it before a game, taking it at halftime. You know, most all of these drinks, you know, again, cane sugar. You know, I mean, I'm a bigger fan of fructose, you know, from fruits. If you're going to use some, but again, you know, you just don't take that kind of a sugar product beforehand, because even though fructose is a little slower on the downward swing, it's still a little too fast, you know, to go into exercise with. But again, you know, we're not talking about having one once in a while. I mean, people are using these 3, 4, 5 times a day. And in the summer when it's hot, you see them walking around with the green bottles. I mean, that's all they're drinking is that sugar. And I believe there's like, I don't know, 28, 30 some grams in each bottle. I mean, that's just way too much.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more questions to answer. We're talking right now with Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. We're talking about the combination of sugar, salt, and caffeine, which predominates the energy drinks out there. I think when we come back, let's talk about some solutions to the problem. What are the alternatives? You're listening to Science for Humans. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis. analysis using worldwide patented technology.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to this episode of Science for Humans. I just want to mention something to those of you who have never tried Thrive. Why haven't you tried Thrive Advanced? Email your reason to why at thriveprotein.com and you'll receive a code that will make it worth your while to try Thrive Advanced at least one time. Help us be a better company and we'll help you cross trying Thrive Advanced off your bucket list. Check it out. So Dr. J.
I like it, man. I use my Thrive this morning.
I use it with Carbolin. I mix a scoop of Carbolin with a scoop of Thrive, and I drink it 40 minutes before I go to the gym, and I have the most amazing energy levels, and I walk out of the gym feeling good. I don't feel trashed. It's amazing.
Yeah, I use mine in my oatmeal this morning. Not to get off topic, but I got to say, isn't it amazing when you open up that bottle, the aroma from those natural vanilla flavors?
Everybody says that. They immediately say it smells different than any other protein I've ever tried. Some people say it smells fresh. Some people say it smells buttery. But it's undeniable that the smell is like nothing anyone has ever experienced. And the fluffiness of the powder, it's just a superior product. It really, I got to tell you, it was kismet that we came together when we did, and you had access to the quality of dairy proteins that we use in there. It all kind of just happened to, like a crescendo, it all came together. Because I don't think that it could have been done any other time, any other way.
And, you know, folks, it kind of falls into this question here. It's all about quality. You know, as an athlete, I've been an athlete since fourth grade. I mean, a long time, you know, started with a little elementary track. And the reason why I still can go into the gym after all these years is, you know, you take care of your body. And a lot of times athletes, they just don't think. You'll go out and buy the most expensive, you know, Under Armour or Nike shoes and, you know, $300 this and the shirts. But when you look at what you put into your body, you get cheap on us. You know, I mean, and that's kind of where this is going with these sugar drinks is they're cheap. You know, these energy drinks are cheap. I mean, they're very inexpensive to make, yet that's what we're intaking as an athlete. I would never drink those things. And, you know, part of talking about, you know, what is the best alternative? Good old water. I mean, What a better way to hydrate, huh, Carl?
Yeah, but water. don't you need other things. And this is where things you like Carbolin come in, right? So instead of using a sugar, you could use Carbolin, which is going to last you a longer. It's going to produce energy for a longer period of time. It spikes insulin, but it doesn't. I'm sorry. It doesn't spike insulin. It raises insulin, but it's not like this huge spike where now all of a sudden your body's going into, you know, how do we get access to that glucose because the body wants to put it away?
Well, absolutely. You know, and I wanted to really put across that, you know, I'm not trying to say, hey, you know, Carbolin is better than everything, even though it is. I'm saying, look, if you want the most inexpensive alternative to these cheap sugar drinks, drink water. You should be drinking plenty of water. Now, if you want to move over into, you know, what is the best supplement alternative, Carbolin. And again, you know, the reason why I say that is I've been an athlete for a long time. I have tried everything out there, and part of one of my gifts, as we were talking about Thrive, is to get in and develop things that work for me. Mm-hmm. You know, if it doesn't work for me, I don't even think about marketing it. And you know, you and I have worked on a bunch of things that we haven't gone to market with because it just didn't work for us.
No, and the iterations change because it didn't do what you thought it was going to do, so you have to keep working on it.
It was a great idea, but you know, that's part of research and development. And when you get something like Carbolin that actually works, you can scientifically prove and go, look, this is better technology. You know, if you're an athlete and you're looking to energize yourself, you know, you've got to get glucose into your bloodstream. That's what causes the whole ATP energy cycle thing to happen, other than creatine. That's what you burn up in those first, you know, 15 minutes or so to get going. So what do? Okay, you can eat some fruit, which, you know, that works pretty good, but it doesn't last very long. You can drink these sugar drinks that you'll feel immediately, but you crash, or you can use Carbolin, which you feel immediately, but it slowly burns off after about 70 minutes or so, depending on your activity level. And if you redose, it's like you didn't even work out. Like, I'll be in the middle of a leg workout, and I'll get done squatting, and I'm just exhausted. I'll do another dose of Carbolin, and it's like I didn't even do squats. I mean, that's how well I feel.
Right.
You know, and that's how an energy drink should be. You shouldn't be artificially stimulating your body like caffeine to create energy. You need to work with the body, not against it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, like Thrive Protein, I mean, that's what we're trying to accomplish, is things that, you know, are quality, they work with the body, they're what our bodies need, especially as athletes. You know, we got to take in quality type stuff, whether it's food or supplements.
You know, and there's so many people, like I just did this, why haven't you tried Thrive Advance? Why haven't you tried Carbolin? And I got to tell you something, I was not anxious to try Carbolin, only because I am, you ready? I'm an anti-carbohydrate guy. I love the ketogenic diet. I love intermittent fasting. I like to resign myself to the fact that the carbs I eat are green vegetables and stuff like that. And so I put off Carbolin. Now, I happen to have a jug of the neutral, or is it natural? Which what do you call it, natural or neutral?
I just say neutral.
Neutral. I have a jug of the neutral. It's nothing but Carbolin. No color, no flavor, no sweetener, nothing. It's just Carbolin. The stuff tastes amazing. It tastes amazing. It almost tastes like tapioca.
You know, it has an interesting, unique taste just as a neutral, you know?
Yes. And I mix that with my protein powder. It takes on the taste of the protein. I've got my carbohydrates.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, the first day I did it, I posted online. I just took a scoop of Carbolin with a scoop of Thrive. I'm at the gym right now. I feel like I took speed, and there's no stims in it. I was so energized. I was so energized.
That is my weight gain, so to say. You know, that is my meal replacement. I take the neutral Carbolin, and I mix it with the Thrive because, let's face it, we're busy. And, you know, we got to try to get in proteins and carbs. And, see, I'm like you. I never was against carbs, but, you know me, fat. But I listen to you. You know, you ate nuts. I eat nuts now. I mean,
right.
So, you know, I've taken Carbolin, you eat Carbolin. But it works. I mean, that's the thing
it
behind
does.
It is, You know, this is all science. You know, this isn't Dr. Jeff just trying to sell something. You know, it's sharing technology. I could have kept this for myself, but, you know, I don't compete anymore. So I would be having great workouts and no one else would be, you know.
But more importantly, why haven't you tried Carbolin? Put everything aside. Go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand side of the website, ask the scientists, ask Dr. J for some Carbolin samples. Try it. And I guarantee you, what you'll find out is you may still want to train fasted. You may still want to train the way you train. But I guarantee you, you'll feel something if you use Carbolin before your workout. You'll feel more energized. Your training session will seem easier. You'll leave the gym feeling more energized.
And, you know, a lot of guys and gals have been messaging me lately. I don't know if this is something new out there, Carl, where people are fasting and they're coming off of a fast, and they're all telling me that they are introducing Carbolin as their fast. And a couple of them have asked me, but I've had enough people say, hey, look, you know, I just did a 5-day fast, and I'm coming off, and I'm introducing Carbolin. I got to tell you, it's the best thing for coming off a fast. You know, you feel good, and so again, you know, I mean, it's great for everyone, no matter what age you are. So if you're out there thinking, well, you know, I'm not a 20-year-old athlete, you know, I'm just a business guy, or I'm a housewife. You know what? You still need energy.
Yeah.
You know, you can't eat this good.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole thing behind it. You can't eat as well as this. So,
go to superhumanradio.com, ask the scientists, ask Dr. Jeff for a sample of Carbolin, and I want to hear from you. I want to hear, especially from the carbohydrate phobic people like myself who are like, no, I'm not going to use it. It's a fast carb. I don't want to. Just try it before a workout. 40 minutes before a workout. Just try it.
And then the other thing, I want you to take a scoop of Thrive and a scoop of Carbolin Neutral, and I want to hear how you like that as the ultimate meal.
I love it. You know what? If I was trying to gain weight, I would do that 4 or 5 times a day. I really would.
You know what, man? We should actually come out with a new meal replacement under the Thrive.
We could do that. We could add some things to it. And Carbolin can be the carbohydrate source. How about
that? Be the carbohydrate. So maybe we will.
Okay. Hey, Dr. J, real fast, people are asking for liver tabs. I'm just giving you a heads up. Again, it came up a couple days ago. I said, well, Dr. J's coming up with them. So
I am still working on it. You know,
I know.
It is still there. And when they're ready to go, our listeners will be the first to know.
All right, Dr. J. Listen, I'll talk to you later, brother.
Take care. Right, see you, everybody.
All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a supplement that may actually reverse advanced brain aging. Stay tuned.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A favorite topic of mine over the past 11 years is things that can affect brain aging. Many of the diseases that we see that occur with the onset of age, like ALS and Parkinson's disease and even Alzheimer's disease. We have to find ways to mitigate. We've talked about lots of these different therapeutic approaches. And quite often, many of them are far outside the reach of the average person. But this next discussion may prove to be of great interest to you. Have they discovered dietary supplement that may prevent and even reverse severe damage to the aging brain? And this obviously is an important topic. Dr. Jennifer Lemon, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the show. You're with McMaster University, one of my favorite learning institutions. I think by far we have more people and have had more people from McMaster on this show over the years than any other university out there.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I know. I love it. So talk about your research. What questions needed to be answered that prompted this particular study?
Well, I think that the most important part is that we have a very large proportion of the population now that is over the age of 65. even more over the age of 45. And I think everybody is really concerned about the normal deterioration that you get both physically and mentally as a normal part of aging. And so part of our research, I mean, we started out working with mice and working with a mouse model that is has an accelerated aging phenotype. And we wanted to see if we could take things that people, like the general public, normally self-medicates with, things that are available that you can take orally that are also safe to take for humans, and things that are readily available in pretty much any health food store. But the most important thing is they had to have scientific evidence to show that they actually had they worked on a cellular level to support one of the five key mechanisms that we felt was really important as part of the contributing factors to the aging process.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you about those five mechanisms, but I'd like to qualify something.
Yeah.
Isn't the term normal based on epidemiology today? We're seeing a much higher occurrence of people developing brain diseases associated with advanced aging in their 30s now. You know, Alzheimer's disease. It's so popular that there was a movie, I can't think of the name of it, Still Iris or Still Virginia or something like that, that won an Academy Award because this problem is so widespread today. And it's being attributed to metabolic changes in the brain that are a secondary result of metabolic disease and even what is now being termed diabesity. So are we talking about something that has the ability to affect quote-unquote normal aging? Are we talking about something that has the ability to affect this advanced brain aging we're seeing in today's population?
Well, our results show that it actually is quite beneficial for both. We looked at normal mice. We also looked at this transgenic mouse model that had, it was just massive amounts of degeneration. So something that's comparable to after a year is comparable to what humans would see in very severe Alzheimer's. So this mouse had less than 50% of its brain cells left and had lost the ability to learn, essentially. So what we found with the supplement is that those mice completely abolished the brain cell loss.
Wow.
It also completely protected their ability to learn. And they actually to the point that they got smarter as they got older.
Wow. That's promising. Yep. What are the five mechanisms?
The five mechanisms are inflammation, oxidative stress, impaired glucose metabolism, mitochondrial dysfunction, and membrane deterioration. And the important thing is that all of these processes are interlinked. So they all contribute to making all the others worse. And you really can't have a reasonable intervention in aging without being able to protect all of those factors.
I want to talk about one right off the top, and it's probably not the most popular one, but the membrane deterioration or integrity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of people on statin drugs now, and one of the potential side effects of statin drugs is the demyelination of the brain because of the artificially reduced levels of cholesterol not repairing membranes.
Right.
Is that what we're talking about here? Are we talking about demyelination just happens with age anyway, right?
Yes. Yes, it does. It's a normal part. Of course, it's not nearly as severe as what you would see in some of the neurodegenerative diseases or in cases where you've got individuals who are on long-term statin use. But, one of the things that's really, really important to know, understand about cellular membranes is that they're essentially made of fat. Mm-hmm. And in that thin fat layer, there are thousands of proteins that are embedded, and they are responsible for all of the signaling that occurs between cells and also how cells understand what the environment they're in, how they communicate with other cells as well as with the outside environment. So it's critically important that you maintain the fluidity of these membranes. And one of the things that happens that prevents that is lipid peroxidation. And that is really oxidative damage to the lipid molecules that make up that membrane layer.
Mm. Interesting. Interesting. So the of the five, you said they're all interrelated and
yeah.
One, but is there one that seems to be the first domino that maybe throws a lot of the other ones? I'm guessing it's glucose metabolism just because of the nature of the conditions of society today. But which one really goes first, do you think?
It's really hard to tell. And I think it's something that really is dependent on an individual. So it depends on lifestyle. It depends on genetics. I think it's really, they're all very important and they all have been shown to be dysregulated at a fairly early stage in most diseases. The problem is that there is no clear cause and effect. And part of that is because they're so interrelated. So since they all feed off each other and can exacerbate any dysfunctions, it's really hard to get for science to get a very clear picture of how they all fit together and the sort of the cascade effect that occurs in disease.
Where does the endoplasmic reticulum fall into these five categories? Because we know now there are a variety of different events that can cause dysregulation of the endoplasmic reticulum. It starts misfolding proteins, and quite often these proteins become this aggregate metabolic debris that seems to present opportunities for it to create plaque.
Mm-hmm.
Hypoglycemia, impaired sleep. I mean, you can spit and hit 10 people that suffer from that, you know, in this day and age. Where does the endoplasmic reticulum fit into one of these five?
Well, that's the thing. It's tied into pretty much all of them. When you have oxidative stress, you have damage to not only, I mean, we hear a lot about it with DNA and inducing cancer, but it also is responsible for triggering inflammation. And also it is very, their free radicals are very good at damaging proteins. They are very large molecules that are usually depend on a very specific three-dimensional structure to actually perform their functions normally. So and since the endoplasmic reticulum is essentially the factory that takes the genetic information from the cells and creates these final mature proteins, all of these factors come into play in potentially damaging the protein production.
Okay, I want to take our first commercial break. When we come back, I want to get back into the study. I want to talk about the nutraceuticals that showed promise and which specific mechanism perhaps they seem to ascribe their greatest changes. We're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. Iron Mag Labs.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powder
powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Why haven't you tried Thrive Advanced? Email your reason to why@thriveprotein.com and you'll receive a code that will make it worth your while to try Thrive Advanced at least one time. Help us to be a better company, and we'll help you cross trying Thrive Advanced off your bucket list. Check it out, thriveprotein.com. We're talking right now with Dr. Jennifer Lemon. We're talking about a supplement regimen that can actually reverse aging of the brain. So let's talk about the nutraceuticals that fell into the category. What were they?
Well, there were about 30 of them. So it's quite a long list. Part of the reason that we had to include so many was, as we were doing the preliminary research on the components, it became quite clear that, antioxidants, which generally most people think of as falling into sort of one large umbrella category, actually are very specific. So, they tend to have, the best action in either a specific, compartment of the cell, or they scavenge only a very specific one free radical or only a couple of different type of species. So it was important if we were going to get a broad spectrum effect to, we had to include a lot if we were going to protect the whole cell.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, I love it. I mean, antioxidants have some specificity to what they do, and some recycle others. So yep, they have both an intrinsic and extrinsic. What were some of the antioxidants in the list?
Oh, well, vitamin E and C are the two big ones. But we also have components that increase, for instance, mitochondrial metabolism. And we were showing that we actually can, if we look at the individual enzyme complexes of the mitochondria, we're able to increase by up to 300% their activity, which means that the cells are producing a lot more energy. But the problem with the mitochondria is they're also the primary producers of free radicals in the cell.
Right.
So we have things like alpha-lipoic acid and coenzyme Q10, N-acetylcysteine and acetyl-L-carnitine, which all work to enhance the function of the mitochondria, but also conveniently work specifically in the mitochondria to scavenge those extra free radicals.
Yeah, yeah. I actually supplement with every one of those. But I probably supplement with way more stuff than most people do in this world. Okay, so what about something like buckyballs, you know, the universal antioxidant fullerene, C60. I know that that's probably not something that people can take, but theoretically, if it was available, would that be the one antioxidant that would do everything, or does that even have some level of specificity to it?
That even has some level of specificity.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't do well with protecting lipid membranes because it doesn't get incorporated the same way that the fat-based antioxidants do.
Mm-hmm.
So it does cover a lot of areas, but it doesn't get into, for instance, it doesn't get into the nucleus. And, of course, protecting our genetic material is one of the priorities as far as looking at reducing cancer risk. So there are some places where it isn't 100% perfect, but mm-hmm. it does scavenge a larger number of the free radical species. Okay. So it definitely would be something that would be beneficial.
Okay, so outside of the antioxidants, what was the next class or group of nutraceuticals?
Inflammation. So we have anti-inflammatories in there. We've got white willow bark, so it's sort of an aspirin replacement.
I love it. I love white willow bark. Yes.
Yeah. It's good stuff. And curcumin, so turmeric was another big one. The B vitamins also show some anti-inflammatory properties. They also, of course, help to stabilize the thyroid hormones, and they have the glucose sensitivity as well mm-hmm. as part of their function. So we have selenium, chromium picolinate, all of these things work to stabilize glucose metabolism, but they're also they do have factors of anti-inflammatories in them as well.
And also they contribute to some enzymatic cascades as well, right?
So, yes, I mean, absolutely.
They play a variety of pleiotropic roles in that area. So, what else? Where's the vitamin D and vitamin A? You know, I mean, retinol, not beta carotene. Are they not in there?
Beta carotene is absolutely in there. We chose to use beta carotene instead of vitamin A. Originally, actually, in our very, very first formulation, vitamin A was included. But for humans, it's kind of redundant to put in both vitamin A and beta carotene, particularly when beta carotene shows a much, much higher level of antioxidant activity.
Okay. Okay. Vitamin D.
Vitamin D's in there. Yep. Vitamin E. Yep.
Where can someone get this entire list? Is it available?
It's actually been published. Some of our earlier papers, we have, I believe, our publication in 2003 and 2005, both have it listed. So all the ingredients are in there. Now, the doses are, of course, for mice, so not all that helpful for people. But there is a company that is going to be producing the human formulation of this. They have developed it, and they're hoping to have it on the market very soon.
Excellent, excellent. And so, white willow bark, turmeric. What about ginger? Ginger shows.
Ginger's in there.
Amazing...
So is Pico Biloba and ginseng.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is so counter to the majority of the medical orthodoxy approach. I mean, I applaud you, first of all, more importantly.
Thank you.
But when doctors look at this regimen, their patients have no problem with this. I'd rather take all this stuff than, you know, statin drug, blood pressure medicine, this and that and this and that, which have their own nasty side effects, and then you have to take drugs to ward off those side effects. But do you see doctors going, yeah, this is all you need, forget about all that other stuff?
Well, I wouldn't say that we have any of these that abandon the pharmaceuticals. There are many, though, that are very interested in the product for their patients. We actually had a neurologist here in Hamilton who he didn't actually contact us until after he'd been giving it to him. But he had a patient who wasn't responding to had a very severe stroke and wasn't responding very well to the traditional treatment. So he actually put the supplement together himself and gave it to his patient. And from what he said, the patient became verbal again and regained a lot of motor activity or motor capability that he didn't have before. And he believes that it's because of the supplement.
Yeah, I mean, there's been good research on Parkinson's disease and mm-hmm. CoQ10, but the ubiquinol form in a fat-soluble concoction. I mean, there's lots of good information out there for individual opportunities to mitigate some of the side effects. But this is really cool. This is more like a formula.
Mm-hmm.
What about the membrane and remyelination? Hormones play a role in that. Do you look at hormones in these individuals? Do you suggest hormone therapies, or at least for them to know where their sex steroid levels are at any given time?
We actually haven't, because we haven't done a ton of work with humans. One of the things that we have found, though, we have had a small number of people taking the human formulation that BioVerity has put together, and just to see how it feels. Like, all the research team did, plus I fed it to my parents and family, so just to see what it, how they reacted to it. And one of the things that we did find was that in a couple of people, there was a normalization. They were premenopausal, and there was a normalization of the of menses as a result of this. So we haven't looked at the hormone levels per se. We do know that the supplement in mice seems to, looking at signal transduction pathways, it seems that the supplement is able to support cell signaling and actually creates a more youthful phenotype in the cell. So the way that cells functioning is at a much younger chronological age than we'd expect. So there is a possibility that it does help to balance hormone production. But again, that's something that that we are looking into.
Yeah, because and obviously the other thing when we talk about inflammation and also hormones is gut microbe dysbiosis. We know now that hormones like oxytocin and estrogen have specific microbes in the gut, and they seem to have a symbiotic relationship that when these microbes become threatened, the hormone drops. Mm-hmm. When the hormone drops, these microbes start to die off. And so there's a lot to that as well, in unlocking that. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk more specifically about membrane integrity. Are there any fats, specific fats, that you're telling people to consume? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about the fact that women are still excluded from much of the meaningful research. They continue to be excluded. When you look at RCTs using rodents, they never use female rodents unless they're specifically looking for something associated with being female, ovaries and stuff like that. And so as a result, women are very underserved when it comes to the type of research that's being produced today. We're talking with Dr. Jennifer Lemon from McMaster University about a concoction of supplements that could protect your brain. And that's exciting to me. What about the membrane protection integrity? Are there certain fats that should be included in this nutraceutical cocktail?
Absolutely. We focus on the omega-6 fatty acids as well as the omega-3 fatty acids.
Why did you lead with omega-6? Omega-6s get a really bad rap today as being pro-inflammatory. Dr. Joseph Hiblin led that charge years and years ago on my show.
Yeah, and on their own, they are. But the important part is that because we are look at offsetting several factors, the several factors of aging at once, that these components are, they don't behave differently, but they don't have the same negative effects. So there have been a lot of studies that have been done using, for instance, vitamin E to look at cardiovascular health or cancer risk. And on their own, they can actually increase risk of those diseases. But when you put them into a complex formulation, they actually go back to their protective effect. And that is because the cell works in by keeping a myriad of functions balanced. And when you over-supplement with one thing, you tend to knock that balance off and can actually do more harm than good.
So do you know who Dr. Dale Bredesen is from UCLA?
I've heard the name, but I haven't seen a lot of his research.
In 2014, he did a small trial of 26 patients, and he reversed the symptoms of Alzheimer's in every one of them.
That's amazing.
Well, and he's actually, since then, he's been working on a much larger group of people, something above 200. And I'm hoping that research is going to come forth soon.
Mm-hmm.
His approach was a multi-pronged approach that included it included supplements, included diet, but it also included a lot of stuff lifestyle related, activity during the day, mm-hmm. and a certain sleep protocol. Last meal 3 hours before you go to bed, and you're in bed by 9 o'clock every night, and it was very effective. So this is supplements only.
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems I have with lots of things is that we look at, we're looking for the, oh, I can just take these supplements and I can still lead a crappy life. I can still not get good sleep. I can still do all these other things wrong. It's going to protect me. Is that what this is for? Is this an adjunct to a healthy lifestyle and all the other things that should be done to mitigate these types of diseases?
Well, we actually do have research. I believe it was published in 2014 that shows that the supplement actually, when you combine it with exercise, is very good or much more effective at combating depression and stress and a variety of the sort of ailments that go along with having a high stress life. Mm-hmm. So, by all means, it's not meant to be something that you take a pill and you can still eat McDonald's every day or whatever. It's, I believe that as we get into more of the combined effects that, showing that, exercise and sleep are critically important in maintaining a baseline level of health that I think are really undervalued by the vast majority. Getting enough sleep. I mean, we know that humans have a lot of their biological functions are divided up into day and night. So we have a lot of our rest and restorative functions that occur while we sleep. And not getting enough sleep means that you're not allowing your body the time to heal and repair and to boost your immune system the way you should be. So I believe that the supplement would actually be a lot more effective in humans in this healthy lifestyle as a, compared to just sort of taking it as in hopes of mitigating.
Because I'm always cautious for people to think, well, this is all I have to do then, in other words, and I can, because that's actually the same problem with hormone replacement therapy. You have lots of people in their 40s and 50s getting on HRT and they think, oh, so now I'm on these hormones, so I can continue to lead a crappy lifestyle and I'll be protected. No, that's not how they work.
See, one of the advantages with mice is that they sleep when they need to. They get a very controlled diet.
Right.
So until we start doing things like sleep depriving them and feeding them high fat, like the high fat Western diet, we won't know. I would imagine that the efficacy of the supplement would tail off pretty quickly when we start putting those factors in place.
Or it would just slow the damage down, if anything. You know, you may not see the damage nearly as quickly. And that there's a value to that too. I mean, if you know the risks of your lifestyle and you don't care, and you think, well, if I can squeeze another 5 years before everything goes down the tubes, that's worth it to me. Then you can use this for that reason. But So how quickly did the results appear in the rodents that were given the supplement?
Well, we generally, when we're looking at sort of the long-term mitigation of the animals, we started them either when they were very young or at middle age, and we were able to see the complete offsetting of the neurodegeneration and the sort of the motor decline and the physical deterioration that you'd see. But we did see benefits in the mice as early as a couple of months after they'd started taking it, and these were old animals. So they were in a mouse that has a 12-month lifespan, we were starting them at around 9 months of age. And we were still seeing an improvement in cognition.
Is that really all they live, is 12 months?
The mice that experience the accelerated aging.
Okay.
So normal mice live about 2.5 years.
Yeah, longer. Okay.
And in those mice, we were actually able to see at middle age, the animals had significant improvement in their ability to smell, and their eyesight. So those factors are usually an indicator of how healthy the stem cells are in the brain. And what we found is even in middle-aged mice that there is some deterioration that is apparent and that the supplement would completely offset it.
You know, right now, glucose disposal units or products, you know, that have an ability to either increase sensitivity of the insulin landscape, the receptor landscape, or somehow maintain blood sugar levels from rising too quickly, are being touted as the new anti-aging drugs. They're being repurposed right now, and including resveratrol, but metformin and resveratrol, They have some side effects that are not necessarily wanted effects, in my humble opinion, when we look at the sick aging phenotype. So they seem to just focus on regulating blood sugar because, as we know, glucose signaling is what triggers cellular senescence. And if you can control glucose's ebb and flow and keep it pretty level, the cell ages slower, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But these drugs have the, like, for instance, metformin has been shown to increase the population of a certain type of mold that can break free and infiltrate the liver. Not a good thing, number one. Yeah. Number two, metformin has been shown to completely blunt mTORC, which is required for muscle protein synthesis. And so I'm thinking if you're taking drugs like metformin to live longer and to protect your brain, you may end up withering away and at some point in your life not being able to be ambulatory, but your level of cognition and awareness will be at its peak, but you just won't be able to walk unless you do something to reverse that blunting of mTORC.
Yeah.
So this sounds to me like this is the long way around about praising this. So, you know, a lot of the things that you're espousing actually have beneficial effects on things like muscle protein synthesis.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds
and
like
we do
a much
find that in the older animals that a lot of them did experience severe sarcopenia, and that was completely offset by the supplement.
Yeah.
So part of the increased mobility and energy levels that the animals experienced was also there was better balance, there was better motor coordination, and that was not only from protecting the brain, but also from protecting the peripheral things like the skeletal muscle.
Yeah, yeah, and I like this approach better, because it kind of goes with the natural processes of the body.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take our last commercial break. We have a question from a listener about the ability for this supplement regimen to actually affect a brain that's not necessarily quote-unquote damaged from aging, but isn't functioning properly, like the autism model. They want to know if this has any effect on children on the spectrum. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jennifer Lemon from McMaster University about A concoction of nutraceuticals that can actually reverse and halt some of the age-related damage to the brain. Very exciting. So, Cody Filer says, could this formula be used to help children with autism? Do we? Oh, I'm sorry. I had your microphone closed. Please start again.
We actually have tested. Now, granted, this is on a mouse model, so there are of course limitations. But we did see a lot of beneficial effects in the levels of anxiety and in the repetitive behaviors of a model that was sort of a. It's an autism spectrum model, but also could be a model of ADHD as well.
Or OCD, maybe.
Yes, also probably beneficial.
Oh, because people with OCD, they suffer terribly, and there's really nothing that anybody does for them, per se. You know, it's obvious that there are some people who develop major depressive disorder because of inflammation. There are others who don't. It appears that the ones that respond to statin drugs quite often also respond to mitigating, reducing the chronic inflammatory landscape of the body, and they see the depression go away as well. So it makes sense to me that if that unique group of people who suffer from major depressive disorder could see a loss of depression from using these supplements, there are other things going on in the brain, like OCD, that have more to do with the chemical landscape than actual neural connections or damages and collateral connections, that I have to believe a supplement regimen like this can only help, even if it's minuscule, but it can only help.
Yeah, well, the best part is we know that it, or at least from what we've seen, that it doesn't seem to cause any harm. And supporting cells when they're under stress is, of course, critically important to helping them maintain functioning and maintain viable cells in the brain. One of the things that we know is that, or at least has been discovered fairly recently, is that depression can really be considered a neurodegenerative disease. There are huge losses in neurons in those who suffer from depression, and there are mitigating factors of oxidative stress and inflammation. So having something that would support and hopefully balance some of the endocrine function in the brain, I think is critically important to helping stabilize the mood and overall progression of the problem.
No, absolutely. So when does the company come forth and release a product?
Well, they're working on it now. At this point, they have gone through a couple of iterations of the supplement. We tried the first round. It had some palatability issues. So for those of us who tried it, and so they went on to a second version that was all pills. And that, I believe, they're in the process of manufacturing and hope to have out in a few months. We want to get a quick clinical trial done just to make sure that there aren't any unexpected effects moving into people. So any gastrointestinal issues or anything that might cause tolerability problems. We haven't seen any in the people that have taken it. Most, including myself, have found that it actually had a lot of unexpected immediate effects. So we hope that Bioverity will have the product out in a few months.
And for those people out there, maybe there's somebody out there who mom or dad could benefit from the formula. Did you say the formula was published at one time by your
group? Yes. We did publish in Experimental Biology and Medicine was the first one, and I think the Journals of Gerontology were the second. So the first was the 2003 paper. The second was a 2005 paper. I was lead author on both, so it should be fairly easy to find.
Jennifer Lemon, and what would a potential title be that they would search for?
That's an excellent question. Yeah. One was on the longevity of the supplement. The other was on the cognitive effects.
Okay.
So,
okay.
It should be fairly easy to find, but it does list all of the ingredients that we're using in the human formulation.
Yeah. What were some of the unexpected effects that that were positive that you just alluded to a second ago?
Myself and several others that took it noticed that there was an immediate boost in energy, which does make sense if you think about the components that are in there to boost mitochondrial metabolism.
Right.
But it also, I found that it increased my concentration and ability to focus. You kind of get stuff done. There was a stabilizing of appetite as well. So there were some immediate effects that we didn't really anticipate. It was more of we expected to have a longer term effect of sort of improvement in cognition and focus. Not something that you'd see right away, but it certainly wasn't a problem. It was a nice thing to experience.
Very, very nice. Okay, so we will sit tight. I hope that you'll contact us once the product is available.
Absolutely.
And we'll let the audience know. And in the meantime, search for Dr. Jennifer Lemon, McMaster University, and maybe the word cognition, and maybe throw a word B vitamin in there.
Or supplement.
Yeah,
complex,
supplement.
I think complex supplement is what we called it initially.
Yeah, there you go. This is great information. I love this, and I especially love it because it shows the power of nutraceuticals. Mm-hmm. You know, so many people out there within the medical orthodoxy just poo-poo vitamins. You know, you're going to have expensive urine. That's what they love to say. Oh, you're going to have expensive urine. And clearly that's just not the case. Listen, thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
All right, take care. We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that women are very, very underrepresented when it comes to research. Why is that? Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Nobel Prize winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. I think we first did a show about 3 years ago that showed that when they're doing randomized controlled trials using rodents, they never choose female rodents for just general stuff like, I don't know, SSRI research. Or, I mean, yeah, they use female rodents when they want to do stuff with ovaries. Oh, yeah. But when it comes to just general research that affects the entire population, women are excluded. They're very, very underrepresented. So you'd think that after that came to light a few years ago, it would have changed. It does not look like it has. My next guest is Georgie Brunvels. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Pleasure to have you. And you recently published a paper, Women Still Excluded from Meaningful Sports and Exercise Research. What gave you a hint that this was going on?
So I have recently done some work with a major female hygiene product company, actually. And through my work with them, they said, "Oh, just like have a look at research, see what's out there, see what's going on." And so I did a literature review, quite an extensive literature review of the menstrual cycle and how females respond at different phases of their menstrual cycle. And I was shocked. Research was just so lacking. And anything that has been done seems to contradict another study. So there's just no definitive answers. And that just drew my attention to the whole area. And since then, I've just been captivated by it. And I can't believe that actually research is this lacking in this area. And it's such a fundamental thing, really.
Well, you know what's really funny? So I've been doing this show for almost 11 years now, and I've had lots of quote-unquote personal trainers write books about training, whether it be the aesthetic effects of resistance training and cardio, or the sports performance building effects of resistance training and cardio. And I've always asked them, if a woman is getting ready for a competition and she's going to have her period, what should she do? Or if she's starting to have a period, should she back down? And, you know, these are people who claim to be experts in training women for athletic performance and body recomposition. And I've never had anybody say yes, so we take that into consideration. What we do is during the luteal phase, when there's more of this hormone, everybody goes, well, if some women it bothers, some women it doesn't. And I'm shocked.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a fundamental thing that I can't believe just hasn't really been picked up. And I think the biggest thing is it's this big taboo subject that people don't really want to discuss. And I can totally understand from a male perspective, you can't say, oh, you're not performing so well today. Are you in your period? Or are you at this stage of your
menstrual
cycle?
Oh, my God, you'll get sued. You'll get sued.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So it's such a difficult area to address, really. And just the number of studies which use the oral contraceptive to control the menstrual cycle. So, you can say, we controlled for the menstrual cycle, but not really, because you don't know what's going on at the different phases. Like, women have to compete at all phases of their menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
And actually, when so many females do strongly believe that their menstrual cycle holds them back, we're not really addressing why and how and what can be done to get around that. Like for example, maybe There are some hypotheses out there that fat burning is optimized at certain phases of the menstrual cycle. So maybe you could change your diet through the menstrual cycle. Your injury susceptibility varies through the menstrual cycle. Maybe there's certain exercises you should back off from doing. It's really important, but it just hasn't really been addressed.
But how are you going to change? So, you know, I when we did the show about how female rodents are excluded from traditional RCTs that are not looking for something exclusively female in nature. So they don't take half the rats of male and half the rats of female and put them on an insulin mimetic and then go, it affected the male rats this way and the female rats that way. You know, they look at estrogen as the pesky hormone. Oh, that nuisance, that pesky hormone we really don't want. That's going to screw everything up. That is, in fact, why they should be doing it, because women are being hurt by drugs that they don't work for women.
Yeah. It's so difficult because we're always wanting to forge forward with research, totally understandably. But actually, a lot of, because historically research was solely done in men, we need to go back, take many backward steps in the female and address these like fundamental issues and rebuild this platform, and not just teasing women at the early follicular phase of their menstrual cycle where their hormones are really flat, or using the oral contraceptives. You've got to look at women across the board at different phases of the menstrual cycle. Obviously, though, this will increase costs, it will increase participant numbers required. So there's lots that needs to be factored in. But writing this editorial, we were really hoping to start raising awareness of the issue. And I mean, personally, it's a massive research interest to me, so I know I can't do it alone, but I want to try and lead the charge to start addressing this more and more.
Do you think part of it is the result of the social construct that women's athletics is some anomaly, that's a man's thing, but we have to be sensitive to women, so we have to let them play these sports, but women's sports don't make any of the money that men's sports. Do you think that part of it is the social construct? Like, why should we be doing research on women? They shouldn't be in sports to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have a point, but I think with participation numbers being almost equal now, I don't really think that's a fundamental issue. I mean, obviously, coming in the States, like, even more so, the professionalism is around the male sports, but I like running myself, and I'm really keen on, like, focusing on the female athlete just as much as the men, and I think, obviously, as you can tell, but I think that, particularly in our lab, there's no disparity in my eyes. I think it's more just that it's so much easier to use men in research trials. And I think that is as simple as it is, really. Like, people, you know, you always want to be the next headline of this cool new thing you found.
Right.
And it's so much easier to use men. I just think it's an issue which is, it will probably never be completely solved, but I think we need to start addressing it as soon as we can, really. I think, I mean, in the medical world, there's been numerous acts, particularly in the US, focusing on saying, like, increased research in females is required, and, like, there's some, like, staggering statistics that have recently come out. Like, I think 80% of all pharmaceutical drugs are withdrawn from the market because of side effects on women, because they weren't tested on women. That's shocking.
Well, you know, the reality is, to do it right, you would have to test on males and females for everything you do in order to truly have an answer. Otherwise, your research would have to be labeled as having the narrow effects of only being appropriate for men or for women. You're going to have to start doing, because you can't do men and women and then put them together and come up with some sort of an average between men and women, because that average is meaningless unless you do separate research on men and separate research on women, or male rats and female rats or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, it's a way of saying, oh, well, we've tested men and women, but okay, so you test a man and you might need a one-off sample, but a woman, you will need many more because of the different phases of the menstrual cycle. So that adds in expense, adds in time, adds in participant recruitment numbers. So I can totally understand why what has happened has happened, but it just can't keep going on.
Yeah, very good. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking right now about the fact that women are severely underrepresented when it comes specifically to the type of research that gives us answers about training, diet, exercise, and that sort of stuff. I mean, we just don't see the amount of research being done, and really needs to change. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the
world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Georgie Brunvilles. We're talking about the fact that women are severely underrepresented when it comes to research, specifically about exercise and sports. And we already know that they're underrepresented in the type of research that goes into drugs. I mean, drugs that are not exclusively for women, drugs that are designed to be given to the population generally, you know, blood pressure meds, SSRIs, and so on. And as a result, it doesn't work for these women. It doesn't work for women. The scientific community says, you're pesky. You're a pain in the neck. You know, just take it and be quiet. We tested it on men. It works for men. So just be satisfied. And it's really, I mean, we're talking about science here. We're talking about reproducibility and the rigors of science. We always hear this, oh, well, the rigors of science, and that research is no good, and this research is flawed. Well, let me tell you something. If you're doing any kind of research and you're excluding the effects of whatever it is you're trying to discover on female versus male, either rodents or people, you're not. There's no rigors to that science. That's a scientific study that's only half done. You shouldn't publish anything. And it's just shocking to me. When I first learned this, Georgie, that you know, they didn't test drugs on female rats. They just tested them on male rats. And I was shocked because we look to scientists to create the appropriate way to do research. They create, you know, well, here's how we do it to make sure that we're doing it right. And how? Who was the first person who said, but let's not pay attention to the effects on male versus female, you know, rats or humans. Let's just look at men.
Yeah, I mean, I think it actually started around the First World War when there was some medical research going on, and they said, oh, well, we're unsure whether females might be pregnant, and we don't want to damage unborn fetuses, so let's just focus on men. And then it was felt that men were similar to women for a long time, and then it wasn't until much more recently that the variation in ovarian hormones has been appreciated in females, but it's actually been realized and appreciated that, oh my gosh, we're a few miles behind, and, you know, that they are different, and what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
I say that's a massive, that's really the key problem. There's just years and years of no research in females, and it's just sort of been an underlying principle that you tend to do most research in men. And then now we're stuck and we're just, there's a massive gap in research. And as I previously said, like actually, the participation rates are pretty similar between males and females, but research is obviously significantly lacking in females.
So theoretically, would we have to go back and redo some of this science if we really wanted to be
definitely.
Fair?
Yeah. And it's not just fair. It's just to like actually gain a better understanding. Like from my perspective, now when I'm doing a study, I need to know like what. It can have massive implications for the results. Like, you could, like, for example, if you're just taking a purely medical pharmaceutical drug and you're trialing that, you think that, okay, you might have 10 men in a study and 10 women, but actually the women are all at different phases of their menstrual cycle and the estrogen could interfere with that drug and affect the way that a female responds, and we just don't know.
And you know, and that's why I said looking for the mean. So you could have a drug that works in men, doesn't work in the women at all, causes no side effects in men, causes deleterious side effects in women. But then when you lump it all together, it goes, oh, it worked in 50% of the cohort. And it only caused side effects in 50% of the cohort. You go, oh, that's not so bad. Wait a minute. It caused negative effects in 100% of the females. And didn't work in 100% of females. That's a fail. That's not a success. That's a fail. And I think the FDA, the FDA has to step up and go, look, you know, first of all, the FDA is supposed to be the firewall against bad science and people.
The FDA have started saying that now. So like in the medical world, this area has been addressed. And Alison McGregor at Brown University is really leading the charge in this area. But I'm coming at it obviously from a sports and exercise medicine, sports and exercise science perspective. And in the medical world it is being addressed, but it's going to take time. And it is much easier to do a quick trial using men. But in my world, I'm just seeing increasing gaps, which is just, I mean, even my supervisor was doing a study the other day and he really had to argue his case to get females involved in it just because it's not the done thing. It's crazy.
And, you know, and part of the problem I have is like the Food and Drug Administration really possesses zero brain trust. So you have an organization that provides oversight to an industry, and they cannot even validate and check any of the science being submitted to them. So they really don't know. They if the industry says this is how it works, they go, okay, I guess that's how it works. And they go, I mean, you would think that the FDA would be going, hey, we need to set the standards here. Why aren't you guys testing these drugs on women and on female rodents? You know, like, they should be the ones that are forcing science to do the right thing right now, but they're not. They're just sitting back and watching.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, that's the main reason why we've written that editorial, to start highlighting this issue. And it's great that you've had me on today, because I can, hopefully, I mean, obviously, I can only do so much myself, but it's just going to take time of raising awareness, like even getting people to think about it, because it's just become, it's so natural that, I mean, most people would imagine that it's a 50-50 thing, but also in the science world, but it's just a bit of a no-brainer to predominantly test in men. But hopefully, through our work, like, it's brilliant how much media take-up we've actually had with it. So hopefully people will start appreciating actually where we're coming from, and it will just trigger a few alarm bells.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job. This is much needed, and I hope it changes. You know, I mean, it's silly that it hasn't changed. It's blatant disregard. It's like, oh, great. You know, now we have to do all this. You know, let's just ignore this. Let's just ignore it.
Yeah.
Terrible. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take care. So that's it. That's all I've got for today's show. We want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini. If you've never tried Carbolin before, why haven't you tried Carbolin? It's free. Go to superhumanradio.com,
click the Ask a Scientist banner ad, Ask Dr. Jefferson Carbolin. Of course, thanks to Dr. Jennifer Lemon from McMaster University. Very, very important discussion. Supplements that can keep your brain young. I'm all for that because I'm getting older. And then, of course, thank you to Georgie Brunville for talking about the fact that women continue to be severely underrepresented in research, and that's got to stop. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.